Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
We have a brother whose mother-in-law gave him a gift, wind chimes, and he is hesitating to put it in the balcony. He wants to know if it's okay to do that.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salam rasulullah. Wind chimes, this is the one who produced type of sounds, or sometimes like sounds like a bell, or musics. Metal pipes and stuff like that. Colors, beautiful colors. Here, the people who might be hesitant to it because it produce a sound like the bell, like the jaras.
Right.
And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih Muslim and others, he said that when he saw people putting a bell on the neck of the animals, like sheep and all things, that he said the angel will not be in a company of people. He saw that people put it on the neck of a camel while they're traveling. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the angel will not be in a company of people who have jaras. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered people to remove it from the neck of the animals. And it looks like they used to put it for the purpose of protection. Or it could be they put it because they want to locate where they at, basically. That's what usually they do it for. And Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah said that the majority of the Muslim jurists said this nahi huwa al-karaha. It is to say it's dislike, it's frowned upon. It's not like forbidden, haram. Others said, no, it is. You know, some scholars said it is haram because it is similar to the bell that the used in churches. So, and that led some of the ulama to differentiate. If it is put for a religious purpose, or it would be haram, not allowed. For protections, it became like tamim.
Superstition.
Superstition or for protection, that will not be allowed. But is for simply for the purpose of locating or just to make a noise so you know that it is
where the animal is.
Yeah, that will be allowed. Even like the wind chimes. In this case, it's not for the sake of protections, because some people maybe believe it catch the bad dream, or, you know, like there is something called dream catcher. I don't think it's the same one, but people do that, and that's not allowed. Or for a sake of protection from bad dreams from the shaitan, that's not allowed. Or for the purpose of, as a music instrument, tarab. So people like listening to it, it's not allowed. That's
it has a comforting effect.
Yeah, that's the fatwa of the committee of fatwa in Saudi Arabia. When they were asked, they said if a person do it for the sake of, it's like a music to listen to music, and for them music's haram, so it will not be allowed. And also for the sake of protections will not be allowed. But if the sake of just making a noise, making sound, so you know it's windy, you know, or somebody when you open the door, it makes a sound.
Exactly,
you know, close the door for the purpose of just getting your attention. They said it's allowed. They said the same thing about the bell in regard to schools.
Right.
Or in your doorbell. They said even if it's the sound of it.
And music, it's or like piano.
It's like a, had a ring, a tone, or it is a bell. So it is allowed for that purpose. And I think that's a kind of middle approach to the issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The person can avoid these kind of things, will be better in general, especially if it's a very, it produce, some of them produce really very, it sounds like music.
All right. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.
Wa iyyakum inshallah.